garbage in the moonlight gives off a lovely smell.
Lovely smells.
Sipping sewage with my baby in a little garage motel. Please don't tell.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Craig, Eric, Trisha on assignment. This is the Chipmunk song, Alvin. And,
no, oh. This is Garbage in the Moonlight.
Oh, it's not Alvin and all those people?
No, this is the Cockroaches.
Oh, I didn't know that.
With the cockroach I adore.
It sounds the same, though.
1,000 billion babies.
Babies.
Why won't you be my
Valentine?
Bug? Won't you be my
bug? Oh,
won't
that
you
I didn't
be
know.
My bug? Bye. The Cockroaches from Joe's Apartment, which everyone needs to go and check out this weekend.
I saw that movie years ago, and I don't remember it.
Well, watch it again. This hour is brought to you by Doris Markovic, civil rights attorney. It's 206-309-9823. 206-309-9823. Doris.Markovic@gmail.com. Doris with two R's.
I'm sure a lot of her clients have had to go to Florence Jail over there.
Yeah?
She probably doesn't
have
do
you ever
a very
been there?
Good job.
Well, yeah, I'm sure all of her clients end up in jail.
Yeah.
Joe Dirt 2, beautiful Crackle. Loser. What was that sound?
Crackle.
Yes, crackle.com. For free on Crackle. Yeah. David Spade reprises his role as a mullet-wearing, rock-and-roll-loving, down-on-his-luck, white-trash hero who embarks on an epic journey through the recent past, the heartland of America, and his own mind to get back to the ones his loved ones.
Yeah.
Did you like the first Joe Dirt?
I actually did.
Yeah? About 12 years now or something like that, right?
Yeah, like 14. Like 14. It was
maybe 15.
Wasn't that in the 90s?
No, I think it was 2001.
Yeah.
It was close enough.
It was funny.
If you go to crackle.com, the first thing you're going to see is David
Joe
Spade
Dirt.
As Joe Dirt.
Dirt. I like the first one. And, you know, Joe Dirt 2, Beautiful Loser, gets points for trying. You know, it is free, which, as Eric would say.
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Eric likes free, right?
Well, I mean, I pay for things. I pay for Hulu. I pay for Netflix. When I say free, it's on a service that I've already paid for.
Okay. All right. So.
Or were you at Woodstock, perhaps?
Yeah, I'm that old.
you were young.
I was born in 63, so I think I was, 6 years old?
Oh, so that couldn't have worked.
I bet he was there.
I wasn't there.
Yeah,
well,
I think so.
Joe Dirt 2 definitely has a heartfelt moral, but it lacks a creativity necessary to justify its existence.
Yeah.
Its inspiration comes from Forrest Gump, The Wizard of Oz, and It's a Wonderful Life. Got those three movies mixed in Joe Dirt 2. It fails to initiate any inspiration of its own. There are a few funny moments. The entire ordeal is diverting enough to warrant a nonchalant watch. I would recommend it, but I am still not giving it a thumbs up. That's fairly faint praise for an otherwise unremarkable movie. Thumbs down for Joe Dirt 2, Beautiful Loser. Again,
of course, you
can kind of put it on and maybe do some housework or something like that.
You know what's interesting with this? If you go to imdb.com, at least under the pro version, I don't know if the other one shows this. David Spade, of course, is the main star of the film.
Yes.
However, in terms of star meter, he's number 4. Of course, Brittany Daniel leads the way. Patrick Warburton's number 2. Christopher Walken in it again, number 3. And then you got David Spade there. He's just, you know, when he was younger, I thought.
You subscribed to the pro version?
Yeah, absolutely. Him and Mr. Farley before his death, unfortunately, I thought they worked well together. But I don't know. I just don't think David Spade's that funny.
I don't either.
My apologies to Mr. Spade.
I think he's...
I mean, he may be a great guy. Don't get me wrong.
I think he's talented. I think he's talented. There is a great scene in Joe Dirt 2 that I think that you will laugh hysterically in. They do overdo it. It goes on for far too long.
Yeah.
Where he goes to the restroom and on the airplane and accidentally hits the... Because there's turbulence. Hits the flusher there and something happens and gets stuck.
Interesting.
Yes. So
I wonder what gets stuck.
Yeah, you'll have to see Joe Dirt 2 for.
Well, you know, if you don't want to watch that, you can always watch Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas because that's on there too.
I love it,
and that's a great movie.
It is. Classic
I've never been to Henderson, Nevada. All right, so.
How about Beatty?
Who?
Beatty, Nevada.
No, I haven't. Lila
Mustang Ranch.
How about J-Lo?
Bunny Ranch.
J-Lo?
Hey, Eric.
No, I have not been to either of those, Dave.
All right. Well, Lila and Eve is another movie that...
Ever see the HBO movie? Sorry.
The what?
The HBO thing with the Bunny Ranch.
Was it a documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did see that.
Interesting.
Lila and Eve opened yesterday as well.
Oh.
Viola Davis plays a grief-stricken mother who, in the aftermath of her son's murder in a drive-by shooting, attends a support group where she meets another mother, played by Jennifer Lopez, who urges... Are you taking videos? Who urges her to take matters into her own hands and track down her son's killers. So, have you seen the trailers for this, Dave, or anything?
No.
No? Well, Lila and Eve is an exceptionally engaging dramatic thriller, one that eventually sweeps the rug right out from under you. I don't want to reveal too much about this movie. It's got a great, great ending. Viola Davis and Jennifer Lopez give robust performances that lend themselves to the movie's emotionally captivating nature. It's likely to lose the admiration of a few viewers, possibly Eric, who are unable to suspend disbelief. Right?
Do you like that?
Jennifer Lopez still acts.
I can suspend disbelief.
All right. Then maybe you like this because it's got some preposterous plot points that are merely used for dramatic effect, increasing the audience's enthusiasm over these two characters' commendable mission. The fact that its final act is able to simultaneously shock and stimulate both our minds and our hearts is its greatest achievement. Though I'm giving Lila and Eve a thumbs up. I think that you'll absolutely love it.
Yes. Well,
you see my receding hairline there. How am I ever gonna be a queen bee?
By having sex once.
I'm in the poll again, sir.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Didn't they just say the queen bee only does it once? And then,
yeah, in 45 years.
That's weird. And then she can have babies the whole 45 years.
Well, we were talking a little bit about Juno Temple earlier, 3-year-old Juno Temple.
You were?
Safe Light, Evan Peters and Juno Temple play teenagers who discover a renewed sense of possibility as they go on a road trip to photograph lighthouses along the California coast. So you don't care for Juno Temple, Miss Temple? No.
Shirley was good, but
what was good?
Not her looks.
Shirley.
No, that's a long time ago.
What was that
my
movie?
Or my
who?
My.
What was the movie with Matthew McConaughey that she was in?
I was going to say Joe Dirt.
Joe something.
Killer Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
It was on my best list.
Hey,
you see a lot of Juno Temple.
You saw a lot of Juno in that. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's this picture of?
I don't know. That, I can't see.
The governor.
Blonde.
The governor.
Yeah. Loser. I mean,
we're still on this show.
Oh yeah.
All right. What are you doing? All right. So, Safe Light plays it too safe. I'm not going to spend too much time on this one. I am giving it thumbs down. Nothing's surprising. It's just very predictable. It's beautifully shot. You know, if you like looking at California coast,
I do.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. California rolls are great.
California coast, not California rolls.
Yeah, the radio show Coast 104.
All right. Do you like looking at lighthouses?
I do. There was the movie American Pie had a lighthouse scene.
All right. Well, even the casting is risk-free. Evan Peters plays Evan Peters in this movie. Temple plays Juno Temple, basically a prostitute, as she always does.
Basically, or Foley.
She really does.
And they don't even have any chemistry. It doesn't bode well for the movie's romantic aspirations. Thumbs down for Safe Light. Mm. So,
she turns 26 on Tuesday. It's amazing because she looks... Like Eric said, really like she's 12.
Well, next week's show is our video game show, Breakthrough Entertainment's video game show in honor of the release of Pixels.
Yeah, starring Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Peter Dinklage.
Yes, but in the meantime, my movie of the week, my pick of the
Ashley
week.
Ashley Benson.
Would be Ant-Man, for sure. Dave?
No question about it. Ant-Man is our pick of the week.
Your pick of the week and my pick of the week.
Yes.
Greg, pick of the week?
Get Hard. I actually liked it.
Sorry.
They told us when we talked about that at the class that myself and Eric went to, they said something about not agreeing with that. But I thought the movie was good, though.
And of course, I would also pick Joe's Apartment. Check it out. The song that's going to take us out of the show, Sing, 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 Joe's Apartment Reprise from Joe's Apartment. Welcome to Joey's Toilet.
I haven't seen that, but another great episode of Breakthrough Entertainment.